It took only minutes for the waves to arrive, the tsunami engulfing Tonga's main island, Tongatapu. The water rushing ashore into homes and this church in the capital, Nuku'alofa. This woman was streaming live on Facebook when the waves swept through. They were triggered by this, the underwater Hunga Tonga Hunga Ha'apai volcano, just 70 kilometres from the Tongan capital. It's been erupting for weeks, but on Friday, violent activity increased, including a record-breaking amount of lightning.
There was this giant explosion, which scientists think is a one-in-a-thousand-year event for this sort of volcano. It takes about 1,000 years to fully recharge, so it just happened to be around at the point where it has unleashed a vast amount of its magma in a really explosive way. It's probably one of the most energetic explosions of the entire 21st century so far.
The eruption was so big it could be seen from space. And between that and the tsunami, significant damage is being reported in Tonga. New Zealand is planning to send military aircraft to check the damage, but with an almost 20,000 metre high ash cloud, it's not yet safe to fly.
Shops along the coast have been damaged and a significant cleanup will be needed. Nuku'alofa is covered in thick film of volcanic dust.
New Zealand too saw the effects of the waves, the water tossing boats as if they were toys in this marina. Some fishermen said they had to run for their lives.
There was liverboards on board next to my boat and they had no warning. They heard the noise and people were running down the piers, banging on their boats, telling them to get out.
The shockwaves from the eruption were felt across the Pacific, with tsunami warnings from American Samoa to Fiji. And evacuations of homes ordered in Japan, 8,000 kilometres away. Waves a metre higher than usual were registered on the western coast of the United States.
Hello world, we are surviving the tsunami. Out here in Pacifica, I can tell you it is happening, y'all. It is happening.
On California's Huntington Beach, some surfers ignored warnings to stay out of the water, eager to ride a historic wave. Further south in Chile, residents in Coquimbo and Los Rios were asked to move to safe zones at least 30 metres above sea level. While in Peru, two women were reported to have drowned in strong waves near the northern coast.
I didn't notice the first wave. During the second one, people started moving more towards the shore. It was with the third wave when it reached the wall. On the fourth, everything got flooded and the water reached up to my knees.
The tsunami threat has receded, but reports of damage are still coming in, and the eruption in Tonga may not be the last. Alexia O'Brien, Al Jazeera.
Katie Greenwood is the head of the Pacific Delegation at the International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Society. She says the situation has left local communities in a state of shock.
We have been urgently trying to reach our Red Cross National Society on the ground there for about 24 hours now. We did have some small communication for about 10 minutes after the big eruption and once the tsunami warning had been triggered. And when we were speaking to our team on the ground then, they were assisting authorities with moving people to the limited high ground available on the main island in Tonga. There was a traffic jam. There was lots of shock because even though people have been experiencing these smaller eruptions for the last month or so, this really came out of the blue in terms of the size and scale of this eruption. And so it had taken people by surprise, as had the inundation from the tsunami waves. We are very much looking forward to hearing from the lower-lying atolls and islands closer to where the eruption is taking place. It's there that we do have some fears about what may have happened, and we're able to triangulate some information from our key humanitarian partners around the Pacific at the moment, but we are very keen to hear about that situation.